Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior at St. Michael's Priory, the Blackfriars in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled, Two Farewells.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, Holy Father, keep those you have given me true to your name, that they may be one like us. While I was with them, I kept those you had given me true to your name. I have watched over them. Not one is lost, except the one who chose to be lost. And this was to fulfill the scriptures. But now I am coming to you. While still in the world, I say these things to share my joy with them to the full. I passed your word on to them, and the world hated them, because they belonged to the world no more than I belong to the world. I am not asking you to remove them from the world, but to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world, and for their sake I consecrate myself, that they too may be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. The two readings today, we read the Feria readings rather than the readings for Justin Martyr, are both about farewells. They're about two people who are heading to their death. One of them is Christ our Lord, the other is St. Paul. Both are beginning their martyrdoms. Paul is leaving Ephesus and he knows that he will never return. Even though we're not told about the death of Paul in the Acts of the Apostles, it somehow looms over the whole of the story of Paul as he goes to Rome. We see Paul on his way and then he vanishes from the story, which ends with him, much as many others in the Acts of the Apostles vanish, not because they cease to exist, but because they go somewhere else. And they are stepping out of the story as we hear it in the Acts, but not out of the story of life and history that goes on. The Acts is only a snippet of the great story of the church. It seems strange that we should have, though, two stories about death, Christ's death as he leaves his apostles, or Paul's, in Eastertide. Surely we had that in Holy Week. Surely we're done with the cross. Well, obviously we're not done with the cross. We never are. We all have our own journey to make. We all have our own farewell. We don't all get to make speeches like Paul and Christ, speeches about our death. That's a romantic thing, very popular in the visual world, television, movies, or films as we call them here. The deathbed speech, but I must say, having been a hospital chaplain for many years, that doesn't happen very often. And even here, it's really a sort of imagination that we have. We remember the sort of things that they would say. The reason we have it in the time of Eastertide is not because the resurrection hasn't happened, but rather because the resurrection explains more fully the meaning of the death of Christians. It is a farewell. Farewell means travel well. Originally, it comes from an old English word to travel. Germanic, to see it faren, to travel. And presumably, originally, you said it to people who were going away. But actually, now we say it to each other, whether we're staying or going, because we are all on a journey. We're all having to farewell. We have to make the journey to the Father. All of us are called to that journey, whether we believe it or not, whether we know it or not, whether we walk blindly through the world with no real sense that there is a direction, a place to go, a place that is waiting for us, our place, the place we belong to. And because of that, it's good to reconsider in the time of Easter, the time of the resurrection, the time when we consider the coming of the Holy Spirit, and we pray once again for the gifts of the Spirit, to consider once more the deaths of Christians, particularly our Christ, our Lord, our Saviour, also Paul, his great servant. They are going to where they should go, and so must we. They say farewell to us as we say farewell to them. But as humanity, Christ has made his journey, so has Paul, though in the Spirit he waits for the resurrection. But to us, we're left behind, who are here on this earth, who still have days to live, things to do, sacrifices to make, kindnesses to show, love to offer, and friendship to make with each other. This friendship is something that only exists by our making it. For us, it's good to consider the farewells of Paul and our Lord. Two great farewells. I finished by saying to you, as we should say to each other, always and everywhere, may you fare well. May you too make a good journey. May you, with me, come home.